And we go to Florida first. A stunning headline from Miami-Dade Public Schools, the fourth largest district in the country. At least 13 staffers have died from COVID-19 since August 16th. Now, most before school started 2 weeks ago, but eyebrows are raising. The district is defying Governor Ron DeSantis' ban on mask mandates. They do require masks, but not vaccinations. And the district says none of the staffers who died were vaccinated. Alberto Cavallo is superintendent of Miami-Dade County Public Schools. Superintendent, 13 dead. Sad, but scary. A big number. Who were they?
It is a big number. It is a bruising statistic that we need to absolutely internalize. These are teachers. Four of them are teachers. The vast majority of them are bus drivers. There are some additional support personnel. And I think this sad statistic underscores the impact of misinformation and disinformation efforts through some vocal entities who, quite frankly, profess anything but scientific reality. Mm. And the outcome, the consequence, is the death of individuals, and that's just unacceptable.
One of the teachers, according to your local station there, WLRN, Lillian Smith, an elementary school teacher, never got to see her students on the first day of school. I mean, look, I want to ask so many things, but let's start with, so you are, you know, just appalled at this disinformation that maybe is keeping from people from getting vaccinations, but why not have a vaccine mandate?
So that is a very good question. In the state of Florida, we are basically not allowed on the basis of statute from mandating vaccination specific to COVID-19. That is the reality currently in Florida. We don't even have the right to, as an employer, survey our workforce regarding whether or not they have been vaccinated. So we defaulted to the next best thing, providing a $275 stipend to those who have been vaccinated, as well as to those who will be vaccinated in the future, as long as they prove they have done so. I have to tell you that the positivity rate in our community remains extremely high. It's currently at 9.75% with elevated hospitalizations, elevated ICU cases, and a growing number, one in four, in terms of pediatric cases, recognizing that the impact on young people is not as severe as those who are older, but cannot be ignored.
Yeah, as you say, for instance, children under 12, there is no vaccine for them right now. Thank goodness, if they were to get the illness, it is generally not as severe, although in some cases it is, as it is for adults. But meantime, I'm sorry to ask again, but you say you cannot have a vaccine mandate. Well, by the governor's decree, you can't have a mask mandate, and you do. You're defying that. Is there any thought of defying the vaccine requirement?
We are defying the mask mandate because, number one, it is well endorsed by scientific knowledge that children and adults wearing masks, particularly in indoor settings, is a preventive measure against the spread of COVID-19, particularly this much more aggressive variant. We continue to look at other protocols specific to protective measures for our school system, and that includes, obviously, vaccination. That's an ongoing discussion with other school systems as well as the state of Florida.
Yeah. Look, we only have a little bit of time here, but we know that cases are rising among kids across the U.S. What happened? You had all these staffers die from COVID-19. Did you have to quarantine kids? Did they come in contact with kids? What's the situation?
So despite the very harsh and bruising, painful reality associated with the loss of 13 of our colleagues, the vast majority of those individuals contracted COVID and were hospitalized and passed away prior to the beginning of the school year.
Yeah. And but with that high number, I'm sure parents are out of their minds about, you know, what happens going forward. Bus drivers, lunchroom staff, teachers, who might be next?
Right. Well, you know, the best way to protect the workforce and the students is by exercising the CDC recommended strategies, which include, you know, physical distancing in classrooms, in school buses, in cafeterias, alternate seating areas for meal times, and then providing not only the incentives, but also access to free vaccination, which we continue to do in our schools. So we have 6 to 7 sites every single week where we vaccinate students with parental consent, as long as they are 12 and older, employees, as well as members of the community. The biggest danger, quite frankly, is the fact that they are constantly bombarded with information that is not fact-based, that is not medically endorsed, and serves no purpose other than creating confusion that results, unfortunately, in the death of people like we've seen here in Miami-Dade.
Alberto Carvalho, superintendent of Miami-Dade County Public Schools, best to you going forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.